Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Eric Astrakhan, the executive director with the Tau Council of North America. Eric, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
It's good to talk to you. We could talk for a long time. There's a lot of stuff going on in the tile market, but I just wanted to catch up on a few things, and I'd like to mention that we did a focus on leadership on you back in March of 2015. So if anybody wants to know the background on Eric, he's got a very interesting career, starting with a chemical engineering degree in Massachusetts Institute of Technology and into the oil business. But you've been doing this role since 2004, I believe, right?
I've been at Tile Council since 2001. I've been the executive director since 2004.
All right. So last year, we took a look at how the tile business had done in 18 versus 17, and we saw that it was about flat in dollars. So how has the business been doing in 19 so far?
That's a great question. Shipments are down about 4.5%. So domestic consumption, now I'm going May to May here, year to date, is down 4.5%.
In units?
That is in square feet.
So that continues to be then a little bit of a decline then?
It is. You know, I also looked at housing starts.
Yeah.
Again, looking at, in that case, June year to date from 2018 to 2019, that's down 4.1%. And we oftentimes see tile consumption track fairly closely to new housing starts. So both are down, and we're a little bit worried that there are a lot of variables. The data is still pretty unclear, but we might be looking at the beginning of a decline in new home construction.
Well, we've been in an extended recovery, a record since, 10 years ago is the last recession. Even the people at ITR, the trend research people, are telling us that we're going to see a couple of soft quarters, but it probably won't be a prolonged dip. I concur with what you're saying. Let's talk about this press conference you've held in April and get the latest take. You brought up this conversation that the Tile Council of North America is having around plastic-based material flooring. You were bringing up the fact that while the product itself might be waterproof, the installed floor doesn't have those attributes. Give us an update on what's going on there.
Sure. So what we're talking about when we talk about plastic-based materials, or PBM, is all of these products that have been variously named luxury vinyl tile, luxury vinyl plank. What we've seen is the manufacturers of these products, they don't admit that they're selling plastic, so they've now started to call them wood polymer composites, stone polymer composites, clay polymer composites, and of course, now even rigid core board. You know, our friends over at the National Wood Flooring Association, they must be on blood pressure medicine with all the ads you've been seeing lately of waterproof hardwood floors that are made out of plastic. We have the same concern. If you're going to call a product ceramic and it's made out of plastic, yeah, we're going to go after you. Yeah. And we've already had a couple instances of that, whether that's from plastic products with clay mixed into the plastic or whether it's plastic products with some light dusting of ceramic dust on the top. They're not ceramic.
Yeah.
They're plastic. So, you know, we're just trying to be transparent here and call these plastic products by what they are, which is plastic-based materials.
And you've done some testing, I think, or you've gotten Clemson University to help you do some testing to kind of prove that while the product itself is waterproof, that oftentimes the floor is not waterproof. Is that right?
That is right. We've looked at lots of products by now, I mean, well over 20, all of which advertise as being 100% waterproof. Certainly don't indicate any standard that they've used to make that measurement. And what we found is using two different standards, one out of the European Union for PVC flooring and another one that we use in the ceramic tile industry for waterproof flooring, that these products leak. They leak right through the seams. We feel that it's quite misleading to say that a product is waterproof when water leaks through the seams. You can imagine your disappointment if you bought a raincoat and the fabric was waterproof but the seams weren't. So we feel that that's misleading the consumer and can certainly lead to a lot of damage. And read the warranty exclusions. One of the warranty exclusions I know that you've heard me talk about before says things like damages caused by moisture, such as leaking pipe spills, wet mopping, pets, relative humidity, are not covered for a product that's advertised as 100% waterproof and shows the appliance leaking all over the floor. So we have a real concern with that, and we are partnering with Clemson University to bring academia into the conversation.
All right, Eric, let me just be a journalist, be objective, and let me ask you the question. Some people would say that you've got this energy because this plastic-based flooring is taking share from tile. And those same people are saying that there are seams in ceramic and porcelain floors as well, and oftentimes those seams might not be waterproof. So what do you say to them about that?
Well, first of all we are looking for here is transparency and an honest conversation. The ceramic tile industry is not afraid to compete with anybody when we're having an honest and transparent conversation. So in the ceramic tile industry, and what we encourage everybody is, let's talk about flooring installations, because that's what's relevant. And so we don't mislead people into thinking that a ceramic tile installation is going to be waterproof if you haven't taken steps to make that the case. Of course, that is done regularly. It's very easily done. There are the installation products to make that happen day in and day out, so that when a person wants a waterproof installation, they know they can get it, they can rely on it, and there are standards for it so that you know what you're getting. And that's what we think that the consumer needs out of the PBM industry. So when they're buying these products that advertise as being luxury vinyl and are 100% waterproof, they don't have to go to the tiny, tiny print to see that things like spills and leaking pipes and wet mopping and relative humidity are excluded. So yeah, we're paying attention, but you know, at the same time, let's not forget, ceramic tiles' share of the market has been increasing of the total flooring market. So while the PBM share has been increasing, ceramic tiles' share has been increasing too.
That's right.
Now, this is really about transparency, honesty. You know, we first started focusing on this because some of these PBM products were claiming to be ceramic, and that was just egregious. There's nobody in the ceramic tile industry advertising their products as plastic. So we get it when plastic materials want to advertise themselves as ceramic or hardwood, but it's just not true and it's not honest.
So what steps has the Tile Council of North America taken to make sure the consumer understands the issues around what it is and isn't a waterproof floor?
We're definitely trying to be effective in that. The slides that you've seen, we're going to make available on our YTile partner portal so that all the people who partner with us on YTile have access to that information. We have already made them available to our members, and of course our members are using those in their presentations to architects, and we're partnering with academia to add sort of additional levels of credibility and research, because we're looking at a lot more than just waterproof. We're looking at mold, because if water gets into the seams, and it does, and it gets below the product, and it's at room temperatures, mold starts to grow within minutes, and we've got pictures to show it. They're not pretty.
And one thing different about, you know, tile is what some people say, a slang, is baked dirt. And one thing different about baked dirt versus a polymer is that mold doesn't grow on baked dirt like it does on polymer, right?
You are exactly right, and that's fairly stated. You know, when you take dirt, it might have a little bit of organics in it, but when you heat it up to 2,100 degrees, anything organic is long gone. It's all inorganic, and that means that there's nothing for mold to grow on. If you take something that's organic, like plastic, there's plenty of food source for the mold to grow on, and if it's moist and wet, because it's not waterproof, that's what's going to happen. You're going to end up with mold spores in the seams and underneath the floors.
All right. Well, you mentioned the YTile. That's the YTile.com site. That's where the industry is talking about the advantages of using tile as a flooring. It's great to catch up with you, Eric. Again, been talking to Eric Astrakhan, the Executive Director with the Tile Council of North America, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.